Alrighty guys, what's going on? This is Cars Entertainment Media, and welcome back to another episode. Today we're going to be talking about Marvel, specifically Spider-Man.
Alright Keith, so what was your question before this?
Who is Black Spider-Man? What is he? Black? I don't know.
You mean his skin tone's black, right?
No, I mean his outfit is black, not Venom.
Okay, so there's two different Spider-Men that have black outfits. One of them is Miles Morales, who...
We're not talking about the black guy. We're talking about...
It's a symbiote. The third
Spider-Man.
It's just black. The costume.
No, it's a symbiote.
That's a symbiote, yes.
No, I remember. There was this guy. Venom's the symbiote.
Yeah. The thing is, in Spider-Man... So, go ahead, Rikita.
There was a guy who was in a clock tower or whatever, and black stuff, like, got on him, like, Venom stuff. But then it wasn't... Peter Parker was a diff- like his friend. He ended up being a bad Spider-Man guy, but it was like the Venom suit.
So the black suit is Venom, but that's when Peter Parker had Venom, and because I don't quite remember the reasoning, but basically Venom got obsessed with Peter Parker, which is why every person Venom takes over, I guess, like Eddie Brock. He keeps like
Red.
The yes
the guy, the bald guy.
It's on ball. Spider-Man 3.
The egg guy?
The egg guy?
The Asian egg guy?
I don't know. No.
What?
That's in the newest Spider-Man. I'm talking about Eddie Brock and, like, the Tobey Maguire ones.
I think he's made that up.
But
I'm pretty sure he's
anyway,
made that up, but alright.
Yeah. See, that's...
No, that's...
When
that's not a symbiote.
That is.
Why is he... But why are all symbiotes black? You know?
Carnage.
Oh, I guess Carnage is red, isn't he?
Yeah, and then there's Anti-Venom, who is white... Was predominantly white. Yeah.
In Spider-Man Multiverse, there's a white Spider-Man. Why is she white? That's roughly white.
Because that's just the color of her outfit, and that's Gwen Stacy.
Stacy? Who's Gwen Stacy?
Gwen. She's.
I only know Gwen from Denton.
Gwen 10.
It was actually an episode. They named Gwen 10 and.
Oh yeah.
Gwen.
She gets the.
She gets the.
Just pretty much to answer your question, the black suit's just the symbiote.
Okay.
Didn't you have another question, or did I imagine that?
I think you're crazy in the head.
Crazy in the head? Anyway, what's your favorite Spider-Man? Let's start with Keith.
I'm gonna have to say the, I don't know, honestly. I like all the Spider-Man, but specifically I would have to say that Tobey Maguire would be my favorite Spider-Man.
I wasn't really talking about the actors, but that's good too. Alright.
What were you talking about?
I meant just like, because there's multiple Spider-Man, there's Noir. There's Noir. That's not a Spider-Man, that is a symbiote.
Yes, it is.
That's a symbiote, Keith.
Dude, that literally the black Spider-Man is a symbiote. Just said that.
Yeah.
So is
but,
Carnage not a symbiote?
Yes.
But Peter Parker is not the one that's wearing Carnage.
Okay, you know what? I'd have to say regular Spider-Man. He's cool.
What the red ones.
Okay,
red one.
The red one. Got it. Keith's favorite is the red one. there's a... just like, which
Spider-Man? Which Spider-Man is your favorite?
That's what I'm saying.
There's multiple Spider-Man Noir. There's Spider-Man 2077.
Dude, you're a loser.
I don't read comic books.
We don't... None of us read comic books here.
I didn't either. I played the games.
Neither have we played the games.
Speaking of Spider-Man... Shattered Universes or whatever it was so fun.
Don't know what that is.
It was a Spider-Man game, obviously.
Do
you know the backstory? You know the backstory of Noir Spider-Man is that his uncle Ben got eaten by the Vulture.
Who is that?
Of the villain.
Spider-Man. I've never seen Homecoming.
He also appears at the end of Morbius.
Does he?
I don't remember that.
I haven't.
I have with Merle and the guys, and I don't know.
End of credits scene, you know, the scenes behind the credits.
Yes, awesome.
Yeah,
that was not there.
Yeah, it was.
You sure?
Yeah.
I watched it, but maybe I skipped the end credit.
I've read many of your exploits, Dr. Michael Morbius.
Michael Morbius?
Is that his name? I know it's Morbius something.
It's not Michael, I don't think.
Okay, well.
It's Jackson Morbius.
You know in the cartoon Spider-Man, like from 1997, Morbius had like little tentacle things that just like sucked out like the cytoplasm of your body or something like that. So there's a cartoon in 1997 that I remember watching a lot of Spider-Man.
Spider-Man cartoon.
Yeah. And so basically, because they didn't want to show blood on a kid's show, they replaced him. He was basically a vampire still, but instead of sucking blood with his teeth, he had these little hand suckers on his palms, and he would just like go and just like suck out like the bone marrow or something out of the person. It was weird because he was still obviously a vampire, but he had little tentacle sucker things, like imagine an octopus like sucker things, right, but on his hands. Yeah. Weird. Yeah. There's also an old lady Spider-Man.
Old lady Spider-Man?
She's called
Grandma Spider-Man.
I forget her name, but she's called Mistress Webb.
Mistress Webb?
Yeah.
Oh man. I'd call her Aunt Spidey because Aunt May. Aunt Spider-Man, Aunt Spidey. I'm supposed to laugh.
You know, Keith, I think you forgot to introduce someone.
Yeah, guys, we have a guest here named Zane.
Zane,
hi. And today we're going to be talking about Spider-Man. Zane, what do you think
about Spider-Man?
They all suck besides Tom Holland.
I second this, but my question is why, Zane?
Don't get me wrong, Tom Holland's hot, but like, I'm not a simp because I'm not.
But like,
and then she was like, "Oh, you look like Tom Holland."
You know, I feel like
Emerald bullied me too.
I feel like
Tom McGuire. I like more like Tom Holland.
I feel like it's impossible for Tom Holland to play any other role. Like,
I look more like Tom Holland.
I can't watch a movie that has Tom Holland in it without imagining him as Spider-Man.
Huh?
I can't watch any other Tom Holland movie without imagining him as Spider-Man.
Who's Tom Holland?
He's the actor that plays it.
Oh, that guy. I don't look identical.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. You're
literally twins.
You look like a decrepit Tobey Maguire.
See,
oh,
you
agree.
I do.
Okay.
Why? See?
Speaking of Tom Holland, what do you think? What, have you guys seen the Uncharted movie he was in? No?
What about you, Keith?
What?
Have you seen the Uncharted movie Tom Holland was in?
I have, and we invited you, actually, to the movie, but you said, no, I want to play video games instead. But, it was... That's what I said. He skipped several. But yes, it was a great movie with Tom Holland. I think there was too much action. They could have lowered the action just a little bit, but the action was also fantastic, well done, well made, and I just boosted my morale.
So, quick pet peeve I have with the movie. So a problem I have with the movie Uncharted is that since I've played the games, I can easily point out so many flaws that's with it. I haven't, but I've seen a review of it, and from everything I've seen, they kind of mashed all three games together into one movie. Well, you can't go over three video games in like a couple in like an hour or two.
It's a movie, it's not a video game.
Okay, so basically, so Keith, first off, they start off with the most iconic scene from the third Uncharted game. They don't even start with the first one. I'm saying the pacing was bad. They started with the third game, they started with the beginning of the third game. They jumped back to the fourth game, the start of the fourth game. They went back to the first game, then they went to the second game and back to the third.
I haven't seen the movie though. Paranormal activities aren't real.
Actually,
I haven't seen the movie.
Seen them real. I just said they're backwards.
What does that mean?
They start from the end.
They are.
Watch.
In the original. Yeah. But anyway,
first six are
bad. You haven't seen the movie.
I haven't seen it, but like, true.
Your opinion is like.
It's on Hulu, actually, now I think of it. I can easily watch it, like, right when I get home.
It's like saying, I don't like this food, even though I've never had it. You know?
That's why I hate mayonnaise.
Exactly. You've never had mayonnaise.
I've had mayonnaise before.
Avocado's so good. Guacamole, man. Ooh, delish.
Guacamole is the devil's vomit.
No, that is sriracha, and it's just as yummy as...
I made this burritos with ketchup.
Oh, no, you gotta ketchup. Go. No, you gotta go.
What's that, mayonnaise cheese burritos?
Bean and cheese burritos with ketchup.
No, now, dude, y'all, you gotta go.
Y'all just said it's disgusting, but have you ever tried it?
I don't ever plan on trying it either.
Yeah, exactly. No. You can't judge me
for it. I've never tried that. I'll say that
so,
it's a questionable thing. I'm not gonna say I hate it. I've never tried it. It might be good. But I hate the fact that you had the idea to try it. I hate the idea of it.
So something my brothers like to eat whenever we have rice is, so my brothers, whenever we have, like, the, my mom wants to, like, make rice, like, meat and rice, stuffed bell peppers. My brothers like to have rice set aside for them so they can put ketchup in it, mix it around, and eat it.
Brothers are weird, though.
Just eat the ranch.
I got
hey, like combinations that I could figure.
Pizza crust. Dynamite's pizza crust.
That's disgusting.
No, it's not. It's so good. You like, I love pizza. It's like the pizza crust pizza mixed with something crunchy. Mixed with something crunchy and like spicy. The lime flavor.
Y'all eat corn dogs?
I love corn dogs. I'm gonna have them in 2 years.
I tried it 2 months ago. I thought it was good. You take the corn dog, you take the bread off the corn dog, you leave it open, you put fries inside of it with ketchup.
That doesn't sound too bad.
Then you guys know what keto is.
Dude, no, that's my favorite.
Taquitos with
keto truck near
taquitos with ketchup.
No, don't that's do that. Normal. I've had that. Mean? It's not good. That's no. Good. Taquitos with ketchup, not, I've had that. I've had it with mustard and mayonnaise.
I'm not going to lie. I thought that was normal. Is that not normal to have ketchup with taquitos?
That's how I've eaten taquitos since I was a kid. With ketchup.
I thought you were supposed to eat ketchup.
You guys are despicable. Disgusting.
Or you put
despicable. You're wrong. Soups in your life after all this. What you have with a taquito is like salsa. You have salsa, maybe some white salsa. Maybe you have some kind of like hot sauce you put on it. That's what you put on a taquito. Never do you put an average condiment like a hamburger or a corn dog.
So I have a question. So I have a question for all of you. How do we get from talking about movies to food?
This is a random podcast.
Yeah, not. That's, how about, let's talk about a little bit. Red flag.
God. I got two more. Okay. Chili with rice.
Chili with rice?
I've never had
it. I hate rice. That's one of my, it is my least favorite food. I don't eat it.
I can only eat rice with rice.
I don't eat rice.
Sound horrible.
You don't like rice?
I usually say you can't judge people on the food they eat, but like...
I've had rice. I don't eat it.
I'll never try this. My friend at the school, like, we'd get chased, but there's that one spot. He just filled up his ranch. And he did this goldfish. Like, he'd open his goldfish bag and dump it into the ranch, stir it around, eat it with a spoon. I'm never going to try that.
Thinking of that, I'm getting
you know... I figured out how these food topics can relate to entertainment. It's entertaining to talk about them.
See, also, with this podcast, you don't have to talk about one specific topic. Podcasts, they go crazy. They go for several hours at a time with all kinds of topics. I don't stick at one.
That is true, Keith. Keith, that... You are correct.
Red flags are cool.
You are.
In a good way.
That's
why.
What's a red flag in something that you don't like? Keto.
Catching, like, you catch them lying, but they just keep lying about the lie.
Are you saying that out of experience?
Yes.
I'm not surprised.
Okay.
What about you, Keith?
I second this as well. Just, like, you can't be a liar. If you're gonna lie, then it's gonna keep happening. Over and over and over again, especially if you're like a chronic liar, you know, that's a problem.
Habitual. Huh? Habitual.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I guess same word, basically. But pathological liar, that's it. That just causes a problem in the future. Then you're never gonna be able to trust them, it causes a big problem for them. we need Jesus in that situation. But my biggest red flag would have to be mismatch socks. And mismatched socks are the biggest issue ever. Especially if you're someone that can deal with wet socks. Now that's the biggest, I can't stand you. Wet socks are the biggest problem in American, in the American society today. Even, yes.
The biggest red flag for me is being country. If you're country, that's just a red flag.
Country?
You're just weird.
Why?
Country sucks.
That sounds
country
very
people just suck.
Not good to say on
to date. Podcast. Country people.
What would you do if I said I was country? So show it.
Then you're lame.
Okay, but sports.
Most unattractive sport, honestly, I would have to.
You want it?
Calm down, bro. I'd have to say women playing any sport. I'm kidding. We'll remove that too. I would say that my least favorite sport would have to be. Ooh, that's a tricky one. I would probably have to say football. I'm not a football guy. I like basketball, I like baseball, and I like track and all that. It is. We're doing unattractive. Most unattractive sport would have to be tennis. Guys or girls wearing those like really short, like wavy shorts? No, it just doesn't look good. It doesn't matter who wears them. Yeah, anyone?
So much.
No, go. Be gone with you.
If you're a male or female and you play soccer,
I enjoy soccer.
If you're a female and you play soccer, I probably want to talk. I do not like soccer.
Is that a sexist kind of thing?
It's unattractive.
Well,
for women.
Well, I don't like. Anything. I don't
I said
like
guys too.
I said guys too.
Or track.
I'm not a track person. I like soccer. I played it for 9 years.
Because like.
Fully off.
Do you want a gold star? You can run really fast. Like, do you want a gold star? You can throw a disc really far. And, like, there's football and like.
I destroyed an apple earlier. I threw it on the ground on ice.
The thing you have to put the scoop and you put the ball and you throw it.
Minutes almost.
But there's a like a bar.
I don't know.
Yes.
It's like a sport.
Yeah, I know. Whiffle ball.
What is? No. What is that sport where you have like the bar and there's like the thing that holds the ball and you can like throw it?
Badminton.
No.
I know what you're. It's like the handle, then it's curved in the middle, then it's curved, then it comes up and you flick it, and you check you with that, and like it roll back.
What are you talking about?
I know what she's talking about.
Kendama? Are you talking about a kendama?
Kendama. It's curved. Hold on, watch my head. It's like the ball comes in, and like, when you go to throw it,
like,
rolls.
Research trying to figure it out.
Or,
I guess we could end this podcast now. 20 minutes. We have an extra long episode.
Alright, guys. Well, we're gonna end it there. We don't know what it's called. Too much work to figure it out. Anyone else got something to say?
Oh, I do. About Rakita's question, real quick, about the most unattractive sport. I say for guys, it's probably gonna be football. So, hear me out. A lot of the, at least at our school, a lot of the guys that play football are kind of douchey and are, like, not naming it. You know who I mean.
Yeah, I know you.
But they also, that's kind of like their whole personality most of the time. Yeah, that's true.
Akita, what is the most unattractive sport to you?
Lacrosse.
That is not lacrosse.
Lacrosse, bro. They get the net and they throw the ball.
Lacrosse. That's Rakita's. All right, guys. So we're gonna end it there. This was a fun little episode. It was a little random. It wasn't really about episode shows. So we will see you guys later. Make sure to subscribe, follow, like, share, and we'll see you guys later.